Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, a Michigan Business Network. Jeff Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman on the road. Well, we're recording remotely, as we all are tended to do so these days, this time around, reaching out to, well, across Michigan, and we have Scott Hippica. And Scott is the CEO of the Michigan Israel Business Accelerator. That's the Michigan Israel Business Accelerator, MIBA. Scott, welcome to the Michigan Business Beat.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here today.
Real briefly, because our audience here on Michigan Business Network has, or at least about a seven-year history of awareness regarding what was the Michigan-Israeli Business Bridge, bring them back up to speed on the Michigan-Israel Business Accelerator.
Sure. Yeah. So historically speaking, the MIBB, Michigan-Israel Business Bridge, was sunsetted in November of 18, and the MIBA was born. And that was actually a result of a tremendous collaboration between the old board and the new board of the MIBA. And it was really under our current board chair, Mark Davidoff, and our former governor, Governor Snyder, where the MIBA was created in November of 18. And the MIBA and the MIBB partnered, and there was an agreement to sunset the bridge and create the MIBA, and that's where we are today. And we're excited about where we've come since November of 18.
Perfect. And you're Detroit-based, but you're leading Innovation Versus COVID, an initiative for Michigan's reset. Can you drill deeper on that?
Yeah, sure. So based in Detroit, but have board members and partners all over the state of Michigan. And, you know, the mission of my organization is to accelerate Michigan's innovation ecosystem. And as a part of what we do, we leverage connections and connectivity, and we build partnerships with our economic development partners, as well as public sector and private sector enterprises, to really create jobs in Michigan. And that's really what we do, is we're our goal is to create jobs in our states and promote economic prosperity between Michigan and Israel. And there's such innovation in Israel. And when you consider the opportunities that Michigan has and the leading position Michigan has, it was a natural fit for what we did. At the end of August, we launched Innovation Versus Corona, which was a webinar. But what made this particular event unique was we didn't want to just do one event. There's so many different great organizations doing webinars, but we needed to really take a minute and think about how we could make something that was going to be bigger than just a one-time event and focus on creating opportunities to support Michigan's economic resurgence during and after COVID.
Excellent. And I heard a little bit earlier the word need, and just in the past couple of sentences, the word opportunity. So can you discuss details on need, opportunity, and solution?
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, I have a unique background in that I'm also a colonel in the Army National Guard, and I was activated actually to support the state of Michigan's COVID response. And during that framework and during my activation of 120 days, I worked very closely with a lot of different leaders in our state and identified this opportunity to really bring together just this different organizations to have conversations in a way that maybe we haven't had before. And that's what made this exciting, was to bring together leaders from the west side, the east side, and across the framework of our state to identify potential challenges. And then once you identify those challenges, connect Michigan businesses to address those. And when we can't connect Michigan businesses, we can really throw it across to our partners in Israel. And Israelis have this innovative just chutzpah it's a Hebrew term, and it's all about how we tackle problems. And so Israeli innovation, you know, they're ranked third on the Global Innovation Index. And so I think if we consider Israeli innovation to support Michigan's challenges in our mobility sector, our defense sector, food, you know, food and ag tech, health and life sciences, cyber AI, there's a lot of opportunities we have here to just bring together people and have some really good conversations.
Excellent. Sounds like MIBA's goal to pilot and implement Michigan and Israeli collaborations at the end of this year and beyond are well on a good track. And I think we'll have you back in a few months to to really drill deeper on that. But before we go, as we've got about a minute left, I'd love to hear about MIBA sector partners such as MEDC, Planet M, Michigan Sure. Defense Center, all of those, the MMA, and how they collaborate with you.
Yeah, so our partners, and we're working hand in glove with all of our partners across the state. The ones you mentioned, we are also partnered with The Right Place in Grand Rapids, as well as LEAP and Lansing. And all of us are working together to really build that connective tissue in Michigan in a way that maybe we haven't done before. So we're really excited about it.
Tremendous. Well, 6 minutes is only 6 minutes, and we'll just have to have you back, like I said, in a couple of months, either with myself or Chris Holman, and drill deeper into some of the great stories coming out of the Michigan-Israel Business Accelerator. Scott, thank you so much for spending some time with the Michigan Business Beat today.
Thanks for having me, Jeff. Really appreciate it. I look forward to being on your show again.
Excellent. Once again, Scott Hippica, CEO of the Michigan-Israel Business Accelerator, and we've been discussing what they're all about and how they have innovation versus COVID and how they are partnering with Israel for this year and beyond. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.